Aries, March 21st to April 19th, in the coming days, your hunger will be so inexhaustible that you may feel driven to devour extravagant amounts of food and drink. It's possible you will gain 10 pounds in a very short time. Who knows, you might even enter an extreme eating contest and devour 46 dozen oysters in 10 minutes. April Fool, although what I just said is remotely plausible, I foresee that you will sublimate your exorbitant hunger. You will realize it is spiritual in nature and can't be gratified by eating food. As you explore your voracious longings, you will hopefully discover a half-hidden psychological need you have been suppressing. And then you will liberate that need and feed it what it craves. Taurus, April 20th to May 20th. Taurus novelist Lionel Shriver writes, "There's a freedom in apathy, a wild, dizzying liberation on which you can almost get drunk. In accordance with astrological omens, I recommend you experiment with Shriver's strategy in the coming weeks." April Fool, I lied. In fact, Lionel Shriver's comment is one of the dumbest thoughts I have ever heard. Why would anyone want the cheap, damaged liberation that comes from feeling indifferent, numb, and passionless? Please do all you can to disrupt and dissolve any attraction you may have to that state, Taurus. In my opinion, you now have a sacred duty to cultivate extra helpings of enthusiasm, zeal, liveliness, and ambition. Gemini, May 21st to June 20th. At enormous cost and after years of study, I have finally figured out the meaning of life, at least as it applies to you Geminis. Unfortunately, I won't be able to reveal it to you unless you send me $1,000 and a case of Veuve Clicquot champagne. I've got to recoup my investment, right? April Fool, most of what I just said was a dirty lie. It's true that I have worked hard to uncover the meaning of life for you Geminis. But I haven't found it yet. And even if I did, I would of course provide it to you free. Luckily, you are now in a prime position to make dramatic progress in deciphering the meaning of life for yourself. Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd, for a limited time only, you have permission from the cosmos to be a wildly charismatic egomaniac who brags incessantly and insists on getting your selfish needs met at all times and in all places. Please feel free to have maximum amounts of narcissistic fun, Cancerian. April Fool, I was exaggerating a bit, hoping to offer you medicinal encouragement so you will stop being so damn humble and self-effacing all the time. But the truth is, now is indeed an excellent time to assert your authority, expand your clout, and flaunt your potency and sovereignty. Leo, July 23, August. 2-2, Michael Scott was a character in the TV sitcom The Office. He was the boss of a paper company. Played by Leo actor Steve Carell, he was notoriously self-centered and obnoxious. However, there was one famous scene I will urge you to emulate. He was asked if he would rather be feared or loved. He replied, easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me. Be like Michael Scott, Leo. April Fool, I was half kidding. It's true I'm quite excited by the likelihood that you will receive floods of love in the coming weeks. It's also true that I think you should do everything possible to boost this likelihood. But I would rather people be amazed and pleased at how much they love you, not afraid. Virgo, August 23rd Sept. 2-2, now would be an excellent time for you to snag a sugar daddy or sugar mama or sugar non-binary nurturer. The astrological omens are telling me life is expanding its willingness and capacity to provide you with help, support, and maybe even extra cash. I dare you to dangle yourself as bait and sell your soul to the highest bidder. April Fool, I was half kidding. While I do believe it's prime time to ask for and receive more help, support, and extra cash, I don't believe you will have to sell your soul to get any of it. Just be yourself. Libra, September 23rd October. 2-2, happy unbirthday, Libra. It's that time halfway between your last birthday and your next. Here are the presents I plan to give you. A boost in your receptivity to be loved and needed. A constructive relationship with obsession. More power to accomplish the half-right thing when it's hard to do the totally right thing. The disposal of 85% of the psychic trash left over from the time between 2018 and 2023. And a provocative new invitation to transcend an outworn old taboo. April Fool, The truth is, I can't possibly supply every one of you with these fine offerings, so please bestow them on yourself. Luckily, the cosmic currents will conspire with you to make these things happen. Scorpio, October 23, November. 2-1, now would be an excellent time to seek liposuction, a facelift, Botox, buttocks augmentation, or hair transplants. Cosmic rhythms will be on your side if you change how you look. April Fool, everything I just said was a lie. I've got nothing against cosmetic surgery, but now is not the right time to alter your appearance. Here's the correct oracle. Shed your disguises, stop hiding anything about who you really are, and show how proud you are of your idiosyncrasies. Sagittarius, November 22nd Deck. 2-1, I command you to love Jesus and Buddha. If you don't, you will burn in hell. April Fool, I was just kidding. I was being sensationalistic to grab your attention. Here's my real, true oracle for you. Love everybody, including Jesus and Buddha. And I mean love them all twice as strong and wild and tender. The cosmic powers ask it of you. The health of your immortal soul depends on it. Yes, Sagittarius, for your own selfish sake, you need to pour out more adoration and care and compassion than you ever have before. I'm not exaggerating. Be a lavish fountain of love. Capricorn, December 22nd Jan. 1-9, if you gave me permission, I would cast a spell to arouse in you a case of ergophobia, i.e., an aversion to work. I think you need to take a sweet sabbatical from doing business as usual. April Fool, I was just joking about casting a spell on you, but I do wish you would indulge in a lazy, do-nothing retreat. If you want your ambitions to thrive later, you will be wise to enjoy a brief period of delightful emptiness and relaxing dormancy. As Buddhist teacher Sylvia Boorstein recommends, don't just do something. Sit there. Aquarius, January 20th Feb. 18, in accordance with current astrological omens, I suggest you get the book Brain Surgery for Beginners by Stephen Parker and David West. You now have the power to learn and even master complex new skills, and this would be an excellent place to start. April Fool, I was half kidding. I don't really think you should take a scalpel to the gray matter of your friends and family members, or yourself, for that matter. But I am quite certain that you currently have an enhanced power to learn and even master new skills. It's time to raise your educational ambitions to a higher octave. Find out what lessons and training you need most, then make plans to get them. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. In the religious beliefs of Louisiana Voodoo, one God presides over the universe but never meddles in the details of life. There are also many spirits who are always intervening and tinkering, intimately involved in the daily rhythm. They might do nice things for people or play tricks on them, and everything in between. In alignment with current astrological omens, I urge you to convert to the Louisiana Voodoo religion and try ingenious strategies to get the spirits to do your bidding. April Fool, I don't really think you should convert. However, I believe it would be fun and righteous for you to proceed as if spirits are everywhere, and assume that you have the power to harness them to work on your behalf. Homework. Speak aloud as you tell yourself the many ways you are wonderful. Newsletter.freewillastrology.com